Finding God in All Things. Day 40. Choosing God in All Things. As we come to the final day of the 40-day retreat, let us once again focus our attention on the theme of this retreat, finding God in all things. At the heart of this theme is a relationship, an ultimate relationship with God. If the ultimate goal of Christians in this world is to inherit eternal life, and if being with God forever is the meaning behind inheriting eternal life, we need to prepare ourselves well in this life to be united with God eternally in the heavenly kingdom. It is hoped that this retreat experience not only deepens your understanding of God, sensing His presence in your life, but also enables you to feel His profound love for you and His expectations of you. Now, let us learn how to live out the goal of finding God in all things. Finding God in all things carries the meaning of choosing God in all things. We must first look at things from God's perspective, and then make wise choices in life with His vision. The sacredness of the present moment lies in the fact that we can only make choices in the present. Good choices bring us closer to God, while bad choices lead us away from Him. Therefore, being able to make right decisions or choices in the present is crucial for whether we can ultimately inherit eternal life. To put it simply, the situations we encounter in life can generally be divided into two categories: those with opportunities for choice, and those without. Let's first explore the second scenario. This refers to things that happen to us, which we did not choose, but can only accept. If things go our way, of course we gladly accept them. However, if unfortunate events occur, such as suffering or disasters affecting ourselves or our families. In these circumstances, although it seems like we have no choice, we can still choose how to face them. One thing we need to understand is that God does not actively bring disasters upon us. However, God may allow unfortunate events to happen to us because He knows that He can bring greater good out of these misfortunes. We should see these things that God allows to happen to us as part of God's will. We must view them with the eyes of faith, helping us to discern the true meaning behind these events, as they are often difficult to understand in the present moment. But we must firmly believe that God, who loves us to the end, always puts our best interests first. When we submit to God's will and guidance, He will provide for all our needs in due time. We just need to patiently wait, knowing that greater good that God will bring will surely come. Moreover, our God desires to accompany us through life's trials, building a closer relationship with us. This explains why Jesus was willing to humbly dwell among humanity and spend 33 years with people. The second type of situation we encounter in life is those where we have the opportunity or space to make choices. As mentioned earlier, everything that God allows to happen to us is part of God's will. From this perspective, we should approach all things with a spirit of indifference, whether they are good or bad, because God has ways to bring blessings to us in any situation. St. Ignatius also pointed out that everything in the world is created out of God's love, and these are gifts from God to help us better know Him. Therefore, we should cooperate with God to make good use of these gifts, glorifying Him and benefiting others. Conversely, if we misuse the gifts God created for us, or prioritize them above God in our lives, they will go against God's original intention, becoming stumbling blocks in our relationship with Him. Therefore, anything that does not lead us closer to God must be firmly rejected or let go of. If in our lives, any event that happens and anything that appears can help us know and draw closer to God, or can inspire us to use these things to benefit others so as to return love to God, then we truly achieve the state of finding God in all things. With this mentality, we will not be obsessed with desiring health over sickness, wealth over poverty, success over failure, and so on. The state of the world indeed unsettles us and makes us feel very helpless. In this Lenten retreat, God reminds us that He not only dwells among us, but also deeply cares about the suffering and hardships we endure. God hopes that, in both good and bad situations, we can recognize Him in all things and draw strength from Him. Only by trusting that God is with us in all circumstances can we find peace amidst the uncertainties and turmoil of this world. Finding God in all things is a lifelong learning process that requires continuous practice and application in our lives. Let this Lenten retreat open a new chapter in your relationship with the Lord and prepare you to be forever united with Him in the heavenly home. After these 40 days of retreat, what breakthroughs have you experienced in your relationship with God? Do you feel a greater need for Him? What are your expectations for your relationship with God? Do you understand and appreciate that God allows some unfortunate things to happen to you, ultimately for your greater good? Thank you. how will you implement the goal of finding God in all things in your daily life? Which aspects do you find most challenging to overcome? Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for accompanying me throughout these 40 days of retreat. I am grateful for your patience and tolerance towards me. I feel your love for me, passionate and crazy, yet gentle. Please forgive me for being lukewarm towards you, neither fully trusting you nor sincerely desiring to be with you forever. Yet, you have continued to wait for me patiently. Please reignite my heart once again, so that I may fully deny myself, die with you on the cross, and be reborn through your mighty power. I am determined from this day forward to encounter you in prayer every day, and to diligently seek, choose, and acknowledge you in all things. I am willing to fully accept your love for me, and to surrender my love entirely to you. Thank you for participating in this 40-day Lenten spiritual journey. We hope you have been inspired and have benefited from it. For the spiritual benefit of all of you, Fountain of Love and Life devotes a lot of time and effort in producing various spiritual projects every year, and all our ministries are sustained by the generous donations of our supporters. We hope you will support us with prayers and donations. Please make an online donation using the button at the top of the website, lent.fll.cc. Thank you very much for your support. God bless.